all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
You know, we can talk about Hogfest 2008 all we want, but something about Billy Big Voice doing it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Of all the idiots.
Makes it all that much more special.
That's right. It's like really being in the business of show.
You know, we talk about doing that here in Washington, D.C., but, of course, all of our affiliates, including Tucson, Arizona, you're all more than welcome to... what is our affiliate down in Tucson, Arizona?
KCUB.
Is it K-Cub?
I believe it is the Big Cub.
The Cub.
It's the Big Cub?
Uh-huh.
Like one of those man talk formats that they have down there?
I don't know.
Beth Ann?
Bethan?
We should get that number and call them. I think that would be a wonderful thing.
The Grizzly Cup.
That would be a delight. We are waiting for Mr. Carlos Mencia.
Funny
he
guy.
Is going to be calling us momentarily, hopefully. He'll be touring this fall, 80-city tour. Wow.
80 cities?
Wow.
Do we have that many?
Touring this fall, it says to 80 cities?
In 2 weeks.
And I hate to plug before they come on the show, but I want to get it out of the way so we can talk to Carlos.
Uh-huh.
But what's the deal with Mr. Mencia?
Oh, he'll be calling in just a couple of minutes.
That's an 80-city tour. I want to ask him if he's done that
How
before.
Do you do that?
Well, you know, comedians, they can do it. I mean, they can handle that because that's really, before they hit the big time, that's what they do anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and he's got like a show now on... Comedy Central that premiered over the weekend.
Again.
The Mind of Mencia, right?
No, that's the one. That's the
it's
other
the old
show.
That's the old show.
He's got, I think the one that premiered over the weekend was his stand-up.
Yeah.
He's got his new Comedy Central stand-up special, Carlos Mencia, Performance Enhanced, that premiered this weekend and will repeat. And then the fourth season of Comedy Central's Mind of Mencia premieres tonight at 10:30 on Comedy Central. We have to do a little affiliate roulette occasionally and chat with our affiliates around the country. I think it's very important to let everybody know that we are still affiliated with some cities.
Yes.
Almost all of them, actually, which kind of surprised me.
Many of them came along for the ride.
Are you up to date on our affiliate cities around the country? Do you know exactly where we are?
Not exactly.
Can we maybe tweak that up? Because, you know, God love Don Geronimo. He was always talking about that. You know, we always had to tweak it and figure out where we were because we never knew where we were on and where we weren't on.
I know what I'll do. I will put you in touch with our lady in New York.
No, I mean, I do have an affiliate list.
But she should be talking to you. But that way she won't talk to me.
Rob is basically...
She still calls.
Rob is giving up his mission that he used to have.
What was that?
Dealing with
the show.
Westwood One. He had to produce the show. And really do, you know, exercise any real effort at all on a daily basis.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here.
He likes to come in here and he likes to open his mouth. That's what he likes. And he likes to, you know, get sponsors for his kids. That's what he's into.
Like
again with that?
And that's never going away. I got news for you, pal of mine. That is never going away.
That had scabbed over and everything.
That is not. It's too fresh. How could it scab over?
It
that's
scabbed
impossible.
Over in the night.
I want to find out really, because, you know, it's always nice to hear from affiliates. And, you know, through somebody here at the station, I heard about our affiliate in Tucson. And,
has they sent some liners that they want you to do. And I tried to print it.
Do you have them now?
I have them. I have to. I can't open them in the computer I'm at during the show because it doesn't have the right program.
It's state of the art. Are they jive or are they good?
Do you think you could?
I didn't read them.
Usually some
like
of those are very,
them.
Very jive.
Could you say them and Mike could parrot them? He could ape them?
No. Is he making fun of me?
He's just
How?
Having fun.
How could I do
not
that?
Not at all, Beth Ann.
He's
My
just trying to have a little
meal.
Fun, folks. That's what it does.
That man, that Annie.
So you will, you know, I know you've got a lot on your plate, but I would be very curious to have an updated list. Because, you know, when people talk to me about syndication and where we are in this great United States, I know that we're on that wonderful station in Portland, Maine, WZAM.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're at 970 AM, and we have a good relationship with the people up there, to my knowledge.
Right.
We're hanging on out there in Sacramento
KCJJ.
Because KHTK.
Right. 11:40 a.m.
KHTK 11:40 a.m. out in Sacramento is doing gangbusters, and we're very happy to be on out there. I know we're very popular in Wichita, Kansas.
KFH, right?
KFH
AM
out
and
there.
FM. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I get a little hinky. I get a little confused after
17?
That. Yeah, the other 17, I don't really know. The other 340, I'm not familiar
there
with.
There is KCJJ
the other 17.
In
you don't,
Iowa.
If you don't know, don't give a number. If you don't know, don't give a number. Don't give a low number if you don't know, because it could be 25, right?
It's not.
It could be 25. God, she's the seat of negativity.
You know what it is?
She does
it's
it.
The seat
you
of
don't.
Truth.
You don't understand radio. You don't.
Do.
You really don't.
The business
this
is
show. Why
I
you
do.
Didn't understand this in the triad.
I do.
You fake it. You were too busy going, okay, you know, go to Sam's veterinarian and do that.
That's not fair.
Five days until the book fair.
What do we have, 21 or 22 or 20?
You have 19.
We have 19.
Just like the podcast.
Well, you mentioned 17 after I mentioned 3.
I know.
So I get 20 with my math.
Yeah, it's 19.
I think it's 20.
I forgot about York, PA.
I think it's 20.
Oh, yeah. She's covering.
Carry the York.
York,
she
PA, the one
know.
That just dropped. You're going to drive. Hey, do you think, I believe that we have an interview scheduled with Mr. Mencia. Can we be the producer and find out what the hell is happening with that?
I was helping you.
Got a little
time.
Show to do. You know, I'm trying
killing
to do a little
time.
Show
we're
here.
Entertaining.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
This
that
business of show.
All right. Just let me know where Mencia is because we'd love to chat with him.
It's like those Japanese guys.
Till that time, we're going to talk about adultery, gentlemen.
Well, I'd hope so.
Which side do
Buzz,
you want?
Buzz, adultery has been around forever.
It sure has, Mike.
And it has always given us something to talk about. Most reality TV shows these days center on it. You know that.
This is true.
In a way, yes.
As do gossip magazines, but we are far from cracking the big mystery.
What is the big mystery?
Why some men cheat in relationships, Buzz.
All right. I'd like to hear that.
All men know at some level that cheating is wrong. From the earliest age, we are taught the virtues of monogamy. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, bellows our Judeo-Christian consciousness. Yet we still do it. Blame it on the jeans. I think that's, and it's not the, you know,
the
Levi's.
The jeans that are too tight.
That's right. In troubled relationships, cheating can be an easy alternative because of our insatiable appetite for sex. Mm-hmm. We men can sometimes only be as faithful as our options. Here are the 10 main reasons why some men will opt to shed their devotion and cheat on their partners.
Very
are you
good.
Ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Now, I think this is in order of importance or is in order of the most popular one. I don't know. This
so
is
you're
number
starting
10.
Starting with number 10 and moving up?
Yeah, for all you cheaters out there. And what are the statistics? You know that off the top of your head, roughly. I mean,
in this room?
I don't want in this room.
Take it
out of this room, buddy.
About 30% of men have cheated or say they'd be willing to, even if they thought they would get caught. About 12% of women have cheated, and about 12% say they would, even if they thought they would get caught.
Really?
Those are the latest figures on adultery, yes.
So in, I think
I
always get
like
confused.
The stock market.
I always get confused between the stats of marriages that fail and the stats of cheating.
Adultery,
what is it, about 50% of marriages that fail
more
now?
More than 50, I think.
More than 50?
A little over 50 now.
And usually, and right around the same stat for cheating, right?
For men, about 30% cheat.
30% for
and
men.
About 12% for women.
Only 12%?
Another 12% say they'd be willing to think about it.
Okay. And I think the 12% that say it's 12% are actually lying. I think that number is more like 30%
it
as well.
It could be.
Number 10.
There's probably twice as many men cheating than women.
I think you probably, those figures would be, if it's, you say 30% of men.
For men. Mm-hmm.
I seriously think that number might be more like 50%.
Okay.
And I think from women saying 12%, that'd be more like 30 or 40%.
Possibly.
Women.
You may be right. I'm just giving you the numbers.
He's not committing.
I'm giving you the numbers that are real. I think you're right. I'm agreeing with you.
I think so?
The numbers are low, but these are the numbers.
Yes, and she just wouldn't listen. Number 10.
Yes?
Your lady doesn't put out. Every man has heard that the best way to get a woman to stop having sex with him is by marrying her. Apparently, long-term relationships seem to suck the sex drive out of many women, leaving men gasping for fulfillment with a need for more sex. Some men will start working late more often. Or it could be that the sex has become boring. She doesn't want to try new things in bed or won't perform that act. Some men may cheat because they don't want their girlfriends or wives to perform certain acts that would ruin their good girl image, so they get a mistress to take care of it.
Some people have surgery to get more sex.
Now, I would say that number 10, as far as why men cheat, might be the number one reason. I would think that would be, but it says it's the number 10 reason.
I would think that would be way towards the top of the list.
Ready for number 9?
Yes, please. Mike.
She cheated on you.
Revenge.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh.
Revenge.
So you found your lady was being unfaithful, and the only way you can relieve your anger is by doing the same thing to her.
It's also like getting permission in a way.
For many men, this is the only way to get back at their cheating girlfriends and even the score. Some men might even cheat to get back at all the cheating women they've had the misfortune of dating throughout the years and throughout their lives. And that's number 9.
Buzz, he mentioned their girlfriends, cheating on a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Were your statistics for marriage or couples?
This was for married couples.
Okay, so
yeah,
this could be actually a lot
higher. Couples don't count, really.
Well, according to that list.
I mean, I'm in a monogamous relationship, and I think marriage is, once it's the whole ring and stuff like that, thank you. you for applauding that.
I applaud monogamy.
I sincerely appreciate that.
Some of us took the step to make the promise before God, but I'm sure what you're doing is fine.
Now that you've been maimed, I think that changes your whole outlook.
I can cheat with anybody?
I think you can cheat with impunity. But we'll get back to that. We're at number eight. Before we do that, we do have Carlos Mencia on the line. I want to get right to him. Let's get right to him. Carlos, are you there?
Yeah, and I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
God bless you.
That's
God
nice.
God bless you. I wish Carlos was here. We were talking about a list of why people cheat, because we were padding while you were going to be on the phone here. Carlos, you are a comic that can get women. You can call women bitches at a comedy show, and they're still in love with you at the end of the show.
They love me more, my friend.
That's why you are my God. How do you do that, Carlos Mencia?
How does that work?
Because you know what? Here's the deal. I don't care what anybody says. It's still the world of, you know, really young girls, like 22 and under, aren't like this. But, you know, but 25 and older still have that. I don't want you to think that I'm a whore. You know, that whole syndrome.
I know, exactly. This guy understands. Yeah. I swear to God, if you have not had the pleasure of seeing Carlos Mencia stand up, he gets the male-female dynamic, I think, more than anybody doing stand up today.
Love your work, dude.
I really do believe
that. I have 11 sisters. But like, that misconception right there, you know what I mean, with women, where women are like, I don't want you to think I'm a whore. My whole deal is this. Women, what the hell did any guy ever do to make you think we don't like whores?
Exactly.
Amen, brother.
You know what I mean? Like, right. If a woman were to say to a guy, I'm a whore, you think that's a turnoff? Are you serious?
They all feel the same way.
So women are afraid that we're going to do that. So they try to put on that air of, like, I don't do that. I'm not crazy like that.
Right.
I'm not. But deep down inside, you know, there's that moment where, you know, the girl wants you to be a man.
Right.
She wants you to be a guy, you know.
Especially in the most intimate of settings,
I would
think. In
the sack, yeah. Because there's some, well, I want to make you feel good, sweetheart. You just got to go, and go for broke, baby.
How long have you been married, Carlos?
I've been with my wife for, God, going on like, what, 12, 13 years
12
now?
12 years.
Good for you.
Good
work.
Yeah,
good
we
work.
Haven't been married the whole time, but we've been living together the whole time.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the key to a long-lasting relationship. He is touring this fall in 80 cities.
Wow.
I trust your wife will not be with you in all 80 cities, Carlos. But
no, she will not. But part of being in a good relationship is,
right.
And here's the deal. You have to know in your heart that the person that you're with is capable of cheating on you, and if you don't play your cards right, that they will. You really have to think that.
The fear factor.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like I make my wife, you know, I make my wife believe that every once in a while I might cheat on you. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And you think that that makes her more faithful, or how does that work?
Well, it makes her, you know, not take me for granted.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's a fine line between respect and fear.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I got to tell you, Carlos, there's one I'm watching you when you talk about your wife. I don't know whether it was the TV show or the stand-up that I was watching, but you say you get to – somebody asks you about – that's what it was. Somebody asks you about your wife, and you're very sincere and you're very cool about it. And I'm looking at you and I'm going, oh, man, you see, no matter – there he goes. No matter what he said during that entire special, that's it. Everybody, the women, you're covered now. Your ass is completely covered. They will come back to your shows. They will love your shows. And even though you're speaking the truth and you're speaking for all of us guys, mm-hmm. you're you know, that moment, and that, you know, and you're sincere. And I know you're not BSing in that. And that does it. Right? One moment like that can make up for, you know, an entire evening where he's going, you bitches, leave us alone.
Right.
It's fantastic. Right. I want to ask you about the whole Hispanic, Latin, Latino, Mexican-American, Latin-American, you know, I'm confused because you talk about it a little bit. And where is the domain of political correctness right now on that particular area of political correctness?
Listen how bad it's gotten.
Okay.
I say beaner. And here's how it happened.
Okay.
Okay, I'm telling you, for people that think, here's how it started.
Rob, stop playing the Mexican thing. Don't
do
that.
Oh, you could do that. I don't care.
All right. I think he's playing the bullfighter song, actually.
No, it's the hat dance.
The hat dance.
Oh, I love that
there
one,
it is. Okay, very good.
So here's the deal. I think I was at a college, right? And there was you know, all these political people, whatever. And I said, Latinos. And somebody yelled out, we're not Latin. We don't speak Latin. Latin is spoken in the Catholic Church, and it was oppressive to our. I said, okay, fine. Then I said, Hispanic. We're not Hispanic. Hispanic was a word made up by the Nixon administration to separate Hispanic from what we are to white people so that we can be different because we used to be white before that. I was like, okay. And I was going to say Chicano, but then I knew I couldn't say Chicano because that's very specific to Mexican-Americans.
Right.
I couldn't say Mexicans because then that's not specific to people of other ones. So I went, how about this? How about this, Beaners? And everybody started laughing.
The Beaner, I say, I'm a white guy. If I walk around and I say Beaner, I think I'm going to get my ass kicked. Does that fall in the category? If I walk in and I'm on stage and I say, you can say Beaner, Carlos. I don't think I get away with saying Beaner, right?
See, but I'm, you know, that's something that pisses me off in America, too. That
right?
White people aren't allowed to say the things that, you know, minorities say with impunity. I think that's unfair. That's why I think that we should vote in Obama for president.
Right, right.
Because as soon as
and I got to interrupt you. Have you tapped in to the minds of the voters who are afraid of Barack Obama? Nobody nails it like you do. I swear to God. We're Barack people, Buzz and I, on this show. We like it, but you nail it. As far as the smaller group of Democrats, they're out there. You know the people I'm talking about, right?
Oh, God, yes. God, but here's what I think. Okay. I think we should vote for him regardless of whether you like him or not,
right,
just so that we eliminate the race card.
Right.
Because once a black guy becomes president, black people, minorities in general, can complain. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You can't be a Latino guy going, the word Beaner is very oppressive. Really? Is it oppressive enough to stop a black guy from being the president of the United States, bitch?
Yeah. I think, boy, you know what? I pray to God on behalf of all radio talk show hosts and all comedians in the world and anybody that tries to make people laugh for a living, I hope you're absolutely right. I hope that that breaks down some barriers, you know, as well as the obvious ones that we have out there. Who is the older guy that reads you the questions that's on your show? The guy's hysterical. I forget. He's on your Mind of Mencia show, I think.
My brother. That's my brother.
Is that your brother?
That's my real brother.
Is he your older brother?
It's depressing, guys. Here's how depressing it is.
Okay.
Listen, guys. I mean, look, you're bringing up the word Latino and all that. I have a show on Comedy Central that, you know, the majority of people that watch it are, you know, it's a crossover hit. Let's just use old terminology.
And it premieres tonight. Tonight, 10:30 on Comedy Central, Mind of Mencia, season 4, I should say.
Great show.
Right. Premieres tonight. We're all excited about that.
So I've been busting my ass to become more American and lose my stupid accent and all this stuff. My brother comes home the other day. Hey, everybody, we're going to celebrate because today I passed the test. I am a citizen of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious,
You
bro?
Cannot. Let me tell you, you can never, ever. You can't. As long as that show is on the air, you keep your brother on that show.
Yeah.
Because he is fantastic. It is wonderful. I would imagine your show is the perfect vehicle for a comedian, Carlos, because you can do your stand-up. You can expand it with your longer sketches, your video clips. Sketches. I sound like Bob Hope. Hey,
yeah.
Bob Hope. Wait, wow. We got a nice sketch coming up here.
Hey, everybody, we got some sketches here.
But you know, it's what it is. It is a sketch. And, you know, they said it in the 50s. But it's the perfect vehicle because you're doing your stand-up. And then when you want to expand on it, you rock and roll with some of the video clips that I see. It's got to be a lot of pressure, I would imagine, but a lot of fun doing that, too.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of fun, and it's work sometimes, but it's fun, and I have a good time, and, you know, I tackle all the issues that I want to tackle, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean?
Have you always been political, or has that been a recent phenomenon with your stand-up?
Nah, I think that I've just grown, you know what I mean? If you're a real fan of mine and you want to go get my old material, you'll see, you know, the growth. I grow as my comedy grows and it reflects on it. Because I've never really had an act. You know, for me, it's all about what's going on in the news and what's going on in my world and what's going on with, like, the male-female thing. The reason why I'm really good at that is because I have 11 sisters.
Eleven sisters?
Yeah.
That seems like too many.
Christ. Wow.
Not only do I have 11 sisters, 8 of them were born in a row before I was born.
So you're, like, towards the end of the family. How many brothers do you have?
I have 6 brothers.
Jesus. And we're at one point, were you all living under the same roof?
I don't ever remember all of us living in the same roof, but I do remember one time, and I know this is embarrassing and pathetically sad, my dad did actually fit all of us in a car once.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But two of my brothers had to fit in the trunk.
Oh, my God.
And wow. We had to drive from East L.A. to Santa Monica and Beach. And I'll never forget it, man. We were almost there. We were on the Lincoln exit off the 10, and we started hearing banging coming from the back of the car, right? And my brother goes, "Hey, Dad, pull over. We're getting sleepy."
Oh, my God.
You know, you go
and
ahead.
My dad goes, "Well, then go to sleep, stupid."
I should mention that in his 80-city tour, he'll be around all our markets all around the country, but Carlos will be here in D.C. November 14th at DAR Constitution Hall. He'll be at the Lyric Opera House in Baltimore November 20th. You know, you joke about traveling to Iraq and you've gone over there to perform, but seriously, when you're performing, when you're going over there, and it takes, you know, I admire anybody that's going over there to help the troops, because no matter where you come from politically, those guys, you know, didn't choose to have their asses over there. How intense is it when you're performing? Do you do like that whole corkscrew landing where you got to go down in a circle to fly in there? How tough is that?
Oh yeah, it was. You know what it is? I thought I was going to be scared, but well, first off, it is kind of scary because we get in this Black Hawk helicopter in Kuwait, and they go, "We're going to fly in," and then the guy goes, "Listen, everything's cool. You know what I mean? Normally, things don't happen. We got a lot of intel, so we're going to be fine. But if you hear anything while we're flying, like a loud boom boom or anything, it's countermeasures. Don't worry about them." And, you know, everybody else is like, "Yeah, no worries." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, guy, I don't want to be an ass, but I kind of know what countermeasure means." And
you're countering something, right?
Yeah, you're forgetting the part where they shot at us first.
Oh man! Now, is that the first time you've been over there? You've been over there a couple of times.
I've been over there a couple of times, wow. But it was scary because, like, I remember when we were in Balat. All right, Balat is a really big camp, a little north of Iraq, of Baghdad.
Right.
And we were there, and there's this building that has like a 15-foot cement ceiling, and I look at the guys in the Jeep that are taking me places, and I go, "Hey, what's that?" And they go, "That's a mortar-proof ceiling." And I go, "Oh, so if we get attacked, it'll withstand it." I go, "That's great. What do they have, like secret stuff in there?" And he goes, "No, that's the theater. That's where we watch movies, and it seats about 1,000 people, and when people like you come to perform, that's where you guys perform."
Right.
And I was like, "Oh, that's awesome," because I was kind of scared.
Sure. Right?
And the guy goes, "Well, actually, there's about 5,000 soldiers that are going to come to see you perform tonight, and we can only fit 1,000 in there, so your show is going to be outside."
In the mortar zone. Carlos Mencia performing in the mortar zone. You got season 4 coming up, and you're not gonna pull a Chappelle and drop out of society, are you? That is a lot of pressure to generate that much material.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of work, and it's got to be a little tough to come up with that much new material all the time. You're writing a television show, and you're also kind of doing a stand-up at the same time. I mean, some guys, Carlos, will tour for 20 years, and they've got the basic core of material that they've been doing for 20 years. How do you generate that much material?
I just live, man, and I throw it out there, and I'm not afraid to talk about anything. I guess that's my
true
big issue. I'm just not afraid. I feel like
I wish they'd let you cuss on Comedy Central too. That's the only thing, is that, you know, you don't, it's not like a big part of your act, but I mean, just occasionally, you know, when you really want to hear that F word,
it
just
hurts.
You know, for anybody, I love Comedy Central. I love so much of their programming on there. Just, you know, relax the basic cable restriction on Comedy Central. We'll take it to the Supreme Court or something.
Hey, you know
like
what's funny, like, we've done 2 episodes already, and we've done a bunch, and there's not a lot of profanity on the show, because when I do get a beep, I really want it to be like, but there was one thing that I did. I was just calling out Prius owners because they really, really annoy me.
Amen, brother.
You know what I mean?
Cause amen.
Because I found out that the Prius is the number one selling hybrid,
yeah. Right.
Even though it's the ugliest hybrid.
True.
Right?
But most noticeable is, hybrid, too, right?
Yeah, well, the reason is because it looks like a hybrid, where all the other hybrids look like a regular car. Like, there's a Nissan Sentra. It looks like it's a Nissan Sentra.
Right.
It just happens to have a hybrid sticker on
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
So these jackasses just want you to know.
Thank you for editing that, Carlos.
Yeah, they just want you to know that, look, I'm a hybrid guy and I'm saving the planet.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
That's the same people that lie about, you know, only listening to NPR. That's the same exact people
yeah.
we're talking about here.
Yeah,
you can see
exactly.
them, you want to drive them off the road.
Carlos. And this one guy came up to me the other day and he's like, and you know what else Priuses do? They reduce noise pollution. And I said, you want to reduce noise pollution? Shut the up.
That's the perfect use of the word
that's
right there.
I know. That's, I was like, God, I wish they could have heard that because that's exactly what I meant. I didn't mean a version of that. I didn't mean shut the hell up or shut your pie hole.
It's got, you got to use that word sometimes.
Yeah,
it's essential. Carlos, we really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. And I want to mention that he will be touring this fall, 80 cities across the United States. I mean, S, when you got 80 cities, I mean, he'll be where you are, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't
worry about
it.
His new Comedy Central stand-up special, Carlos Mencia, Performance Enhanced, that premieres this weekend, and we'll repeat. Check your local listings for that. And tonight, it's the fourth season of Comedy Central's Mind of Mencia, a very funny show that premieres at 10:30 on Comedy Central. I'm going to just tell you, take some time off if you get a chance, Carlos, okay?
Yeah, that's what my roofer was telling me, and he's an immigrant from El Salvador.
You're a good man, Carlos. Hope when you come to D.C., hope we can get you in studio, okay?
If I'm there, I'm there, bro.
Thanks a lot, Carlos Mencia. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Take
Great
care.
Guy. Thank you.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
intense, man. Works his ass
Very
off.
Obviously, he does.
Yes.
Very funny.
What's that? What? No, she's pointing at me. What do you want me to say? What? I have to read the whole thing? At the Lyric Opera House in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Why don't we have to promote Baltimore? We're not on in Baltimore anymore. Huh? November 14th at DAR Constitutional. I said that.
I know, but you didn't mention all
of it. Why do I have to? Is that part of the deal? Let me start again. Beth Ann is whispering in my ear, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want the music? Or do you
Bud
want
Light presents Carlos Mencia at Close Range, November 14th at DAR Constitution Hall in D.C. and at the Lyric Opera House in Baltimore, November 20th. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster and at LiveNation.com. Is that okay? That's fine.
Nicely done.
Mike,
that.
Your in D.C. was a little Wayne Newton-y.
In D.C.
He's going to be performing.
I hope you'll enjoy that. He is. I mean, he covers it all. I really like Carlos
Smart guy, good guy.
And he, you know, God, 80 cities. I don't think I could do that.
I don't know how you do it.
We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.